Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Three Hearts, what's happening, man? Welcome to the Dream Hustle Win podcast.
Hey, man, how are you? How are you guys?
Good, man. Doing good, bro. Welcome to the podcast, man. Glad to have you on here, brother.
Yeah, the same. Same here.
Good, man. Good, man. Give the world your new artist name, man, so everybody can know your
artist.
Oh,
yeah. So right now in that little phase of, I guess, indecisiveness, starting out or whatever, I changed my name to Three Hearts once again. I started out as Jamelio Beats, then I said Try Hard, but then I saw some other musician group using that name, so I said Hard Try, but now I didn't like that, so I changed it to Three Hearts.
Mm.
So that's
what... What's the overall meaning and passion behind you changing over to that? Like, what's the overall passion behind that and the meaning behind it?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it was one day that when I said I was going to put my own voice in my music too, I said, don't go ahead with the Jamelio Beats or even just Jamelio name for an artist. I just didn't like it. I felt it too personal and I didn't like it for my music. I wanted some kind of, I guess, mysteriousness and maybe lack of identity in a way. So I thought about things that represented me, but that weren't obvious because, you know, my name is Emilio. So Jamelio, no, I didn't like it. So I thought about Zelda, the game Zelda. And in that game, there's this little, like, I guess, idea or symbol called the Triforce, and that symbol has for some reason stayed in my mind since I played that game when I was little, when I was like 11 or 10. So then, and then the other symbol that was always on my mind, also for a significant part of my life, it's a heart. So I said try hard. So but it was used by a musician, another musician group. So, you know, that's how the little changes went. Then for Hard Try, I put it. That's how I released my first single. But it didn't sound good to me. I didn't like it. So then it was how Three Hearts came to my mind. And I thought it sounded good or better.
Got it.
So
you've been rocking with us. This is your second month with us, man. Talk about some of the success you've had with us so far, man. How's everything been going with your campaign, with your platform, with us, brother?
So, you know, I'm so far glad. I'm content. I'm satisfied with the results. You know, in this hustle, you can get desperate because maybe sometimes you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You don't see that you're going to make it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I gotten something with you guys. Recently I've seen my Instagram following slowly start to increase for some reason. Then the other thing that I liked was the how my streams went up, you know. And that little follower count that is on my Spotify profile, and the fact that it says 500 or 700 instead of 1, that adds to the artist, you know. So people say, oh, okay, so this artist is kind of bumping in a way. Maybe I should listen to him too, you know. So also I've liked the advice my I guess counselors are giving me. So that's what I have gotten so far with this company.
And you should have seen some more saves on your record, right? On Spotify.
I have more what, I'm sorry?
Saves, S-A-V-E-S. I said you should have seen some more saves on your music.
Oh, for real? I in my Spotify for artists, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, check that, man. You probably haven't looked at it. Yeah, check that.
I honestly haven't seen it in that app, but okay, I'll look for it.
Yeah, if you look on the right-hand side, you got plays on the left, then you got saves on the right.
Saves, okay. All right, nice. Yeah, we keep at it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and the thing about it is just building that consistency for what you're doing. Tell the audience about your music, man. What's one thing about your music that you feel people really enjoy?
Okay, the thing I feel like people enjoy about my music is just my sound, I guess. I feel like my voice is a bit different. Like it has its peculiarity. And then I also feel like it's just the sound, my sound, like that reverb, lots of reverb sound.
Mm.
Maybe a little, you know, dark, but not it, you know, dark, but in a way like it's light, like I like to think, you know. That's what I feel my music likes. And for now, it's very versatile, I guess, because the first song I have released, there's another one that hasn't been released yet. I gave snippet of that in Instagram, and they're pretty different if you listen to both.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess versatility.
Talk about some of the other things you want to accomplish in 2020. What are some of the things you want to accomplish in 2021?
I'll answer this question a bit, answering the previous one. I just want to give a message of good, you know, light, in a way that all people,
mm-hmm.
each and every listener, like and connect with. As far as goals for this year, you know, just live life to the fullest every day. For me, success is the present. I'm not saying I don't have a goal for the future, you know, but for me, success is nailing this present, the present day. So that's what I want to accomplish for this every day of 2020. And then just moreover, just keep picking up that following, that fan base in a way, that Instagram following, keep releasing, keep getting that music to more
right.
people. Although I feel like it's like you said, you told me once that I first gotta, you know, get like kind of my like identity, and then once I have my identity, then people can know who I am and then start to listen to me more and promote or push my music more. So I want to get that part done, get that identity, and slowly pick up my numbers as far as my following and my fan base.
Got you on that. What's one thing about your personality that people really like, man? What's one thing about you feel people like, man?
I feel like people like how how patient in a way and how chill I can be, at least for friends, you know. If I'm the type of person to develop you know, maybe bad energy, it's much more with people I have known a lot for or that are really close to me. But with someone I just met 2 years ago, it's harder, much harder for me to develop, you know, impatience or maybe play wrong in a way, or just bad energy, like I said. Because I see some people that once, like, that you just met, like, let's say a week ago, and they already start, just don't have that good energy towards you. I guess that in love, in a way. So, like, I would say patience in that respect. You know.
Got it. Now I hear you on that right there, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, I want to thank you for being on the Dream Us a Win podcast, man. This is a live broadcast, so we're going to send you a link of this in probably about 30 minutes to an hour. We'll shoot it over to you so you can share it in your stories, man. But it's an honor to be in business with you, brother. I just want to let you know that much, all right?
Thank you. Same.
Yeah, and we look forward to your Access Granted campaign and just more to come, bro. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, man. You
great.
Too.
Yeah. Bye.